it's a nursery with some wonderful colors. And we somehow made that ceiling lamp work.
Yeah, I still don't know that I love it.
It's like from 1970, maybe. No, probably like 68.
Yeah, I still don't know that I love it, but like it's fine.
It's working for now. Yeah. But at some point we can replace it.
Right.
So we've been working on the nursery and we got the painting done. I don't know how we crammed this all in a Saturday, a Sunday, now a Monday. And aside from cleaning, it's almost here, the nursery coming to completion. So what's it been like working on this for our TBD? TBD.
You interviewing me?
Yes.
All I want to say is that mommy is tired and you better be nice to her.
Well, you've caught a snippet of me and Madison reflecting on the work we've done in the nursery as we anticipate that quickly approaching due date. And I gotta say, this Thanksgiving has been very different. I am going to be 41 by the time this newborn is here. I'm gonna be 41. And I'm processing, what is it going to be like to be 41 as I'm experiencing lower back pain today? What is it going to be like being 41? I have like, just so you know, I have like this lower disc, bulging disc thing, and it presses up against the nerve, and you know, it can be pretty painful and debilitating when it's really, really bad. But aside from that, 41 years old, newborn, and I got to tell you, I'm super excited. I am very excited, partly because my 14-year-old over this weekend has called me old 2 days in a row now. And then yesterday I said, you know what? You have called me old 2 days in a row now, and now I got to prove a point. I got to prove you wrong. So that is now my mission. Thank you very much. I keep having these visions of a little toddler just running so fast, and I got to stay in shape. And when we're talking about motivation, I know that sometimes I know what it's like to feel stuck when you're trying to make a change, even a healthy change. And it's a change that you know is good for you and you really want to do it and you know it'd be really healthy for you. But that anxiety or that worry or, you know, those kind of thoughts that contribute to you feeling stuck. And what I have found is when my mind goes to that place, and maybe you can relate, the joy of the change is like zapped. It's gone. It's completely out of the picture. And instead of having this opportunity that I actually feel joyful about, you know, staying healthy and all of those things, those are wonderful opportunities that we have, it ends up becoming something stressful. And I'm really at this place where I don't want anything to be stressful that in that way. Like, if it doesn't have to be stressful, I'm not going to interpret it that way. And I'm working really hard to interpret things in a way that helps me connect with opportunity and joy so that it doesn't feel so stressful. You know, it's trying to find the grace in a situation, a grace that you're actually happy about. And maybe there's a different way to view some things. Yes, there's a need-to list, have-to list. And I guess what I'm finding is grace is becoming more and more of a need for me. Viewing things with grace, interpreting it with grace, giving grace to myself. And I hope that grace can be a part of your daily situation too. Mom is working really hard for this. One day, son, you will hear more of that conversation. We just only have a snippet of it here. But son, one day you will hear a little bit more about the joy and the tiredness and the fatigue and mom's just working as a teacher full time. And then we're working together to get things ready for you because we love you. And whether you can relate to expecting or not, I do hope there's some things you listening have something that you can look forward to. And if you don't have anything to look forward to, well, that's something that we can work on. We can find meaning. We can create meaning. And I know that sounds maybe like an odd statement if you're not there, but there is meaning out there. And that's something that you're looking forward to. Even listening right now, maybe there's a meaning, a purpose, a value. That's not just some big up there in the sky cloud kind of a thing, but the thing that you're doing to find connection and foundation and being grounded and kinder to yourself. We were talking about grace earlier. Maybe grace is a new meaning that you can apply to your life. Reinterpret what this means. Being easy on ourselves instead of being so punitive. Translating and interpreting things in a way that help us feel less stressed by it and more accessible and make us feel more connected with it, which helps us feel a bit more motivated. I don't know. I'm just an old man talking, evidently. Nope. I take that back. I'm proving my 14-year-old wrong. Not an old man yet. Today I'm kind of moving like it. And you know what? If I'm old and moving, then hey, I'm old and moving. I'm happy because at least I'm old and at least I'm moving. That means I'm living. You know what I'm saying? I'm living. And if living means old and moving, then that's what's up. I got it. I'm doing it. A lot to be grateful for. I hope you all are doing okay. Hope you're doing okay. And I'll be uploading a full episode soon. You don't want to miss that. Take care.